Remember, reader, he had a good heart.
Did you invent that yourself, Joe?
I asked, surprised.
I did, said Joe proudly. It came to me in a moment, from my own head. But Pep, sad to say, there wasn't enough money for the gravestone. My poor mother needed it. In bad health she was. She died soon after. Found peace at last.
Joe's blue eyes were watery.
I was lonely then, and I met your sister. Now, Pep?
Joe looked firmly at me, because he knew I was not going to agree with him.
Your sister is a fine woman.
I could think of nothing better to say than...
I'm glad you think so, Joe.
So am I, said Joe. I'm glad I think so. Very kind of her, bringing you up by hand. Such a tiny baby you were. So when I offered to marry your sister, I said, and bring the poor little child to live with us. There's room for him at the forge.
I put my arms round Joe's neck and cried into his shirt.
Don't cry, old boy, he said. Always the best of friends, you and me.
As I dried my tears, he continued.
So here we are, Pip. Now if you teach me a bit, and I warn you now that I'm very stupid, Mrs. Joe must never know. And why? Because she likes to be in charge, you know, giving the orders.